हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया सुकुर्मित्राहुदासीनं मध्यस्थादेशबन्धुसुहम् साधुषु अपि च पापीषु समाबुद्धि विशिष्यते सुकृन्मित्राय उदासीन मध्यष्टावेशबन्धुषु साधुवोऽपि च पापेषु समाबुद्धि विशिष्यते ट्रान्स्लेशन् अण्ड् पर्पोर्ट् बै हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् एसि भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jayashila Prabhupada. A person is considered still further advanced when he regards honest well-wishers, affectionate benefactor, the neutral mediator, the envious friends and enemy, the pious and the sinner, all with an equal mind. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanatalakayam अक्षरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमहं नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिनं नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेषशून्यवादीं पश्चात्तदेशतारिणीं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमभृताय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमहम् हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पतिं गोपेश गोपिका कान्तराधा कान्त नमोऽस्तुतिं हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरीं ऋषभानुसुते देवीं प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये हरे कृष्ण नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 9 अस वी आर डिस्कसिंग द वेरियस इनकार्नेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट डेली सो टुडे The seventh incarnation mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, is a Yajna. The Krishna's name, the incarnation of this Lord is called Yajna. So if you see the beauty of the Vedic literature and the beauty of Krishna's incarnation, it is explained everything in detailed manner. So it is exactly explained what is a father name, what is a mother name, what is the purpose, where he is appeared, and all these details are explained in the Vedic literature. So, what we can understand from that, in this age of Kali Yuga, many people, they say, I am also incarnation of Rama, or I am also the incarnation of Krishna, or I am the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or incarnation of Hanumanji. So in this way, I am incarnation of Vishnu, I am incarnation of Narayana. So many people, they simply claim that they are incarnation of such and such. So what we have to understand, if somebody says, I am incarnation of such and such, then immediately we should ask the reference from the Vedic literature. We can even accept as a dog also incarnation of God, there is no problem. As long as mentioned in the Vedic literature. So, Vedic literature is the base for everything. So, in this age of Kali Yuga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, he appeared as incarnation. But actually, he appeared as a devotee. Because in this age of Kali, many people will say avatar, 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 avatar. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if somebody says, you are non-different from Krishna, immediately he will close his ear and he will run away and he will not accept this statement. because if Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, then everybody will claim that avatar, avatar, avatar. So that's why he don't accept it. So from this, what we have to understand is that if somebody says avatar, immediately we should ask for the reference. If it is mentioned in the Shastra, we can accept anybody and everybody as a incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, seventh incarnation, Yajna is appeared as the son of Prajapati Ruchi and wife Akuti. So if we see, sometimes we call that Surya Narayana. So Surya is Surya Narayana means Surya is not the Narayana, but the Narayana is accepted the post of the Surya Dev. Surya Dev is actually a Deva, a supreme Dev, the demigod who is in charge for the sun. So one time it so happened, there is no suitable personality for the post for the Surya Deva. So Narayana himself, he accepted the position of the Surya Dev. That's why it is called Surya Narayana. So the life of the Manu, it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as well as various literature, and it is mentioned 306,720,000 years. So 71 cycle, yuga cycle is called the life of the Manu. So we know the age of Kali is 4,32,000 years, and then Dwapara Yuga is a 2 times Kali Yuga, and Treta Yuga, Kali Yuga 4,32,000 in multiplied by 3, and then Satya Yuga is Kali Yuga 4,32,000 years into 4. So if you multiply, then it will come 43,200,000 something. So when you multiply this into 71, that is the life of the Manu. 306,720,000 years Manu lives. So currently, the Manu, the name of the current Manu is the Vaivasvata Manu. That's why if you go to a temple and if you do the Archana, they will say Vaivasvate Manvantare. They will chant like this way. So current Manu is Vaivasvata Manu. And what happened, during Swayambhuva Manu, and then there is no suitable person for the Indra. So generally the demigods means there are some pious living entity. Even you also can become Brahma, or I also can become Brahma, or I also can become the Indra if I have the so much of pious activities. So it is mentioned in the Vedic literature, if you do so much of pious activities, if you qualify to become Brahma, then you can accept the post of the Brahma. So Brahma and Indra, Surya, Varuna, Vayu, these are like a post, like the government post. They are all accepted as a post to serve, assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After a particular period, they will go and leave the post. Then somebody will come and occupy. They are all actually very, very exalted personalities there. It is not the ordinary personality. So one who is did so much of pious activities, they will go to this position. So during the Swayambhuva Manu, what happened, and there is nobody is there to occupy the post of Lord Indra. Indra is the the king of heaven. So nobody is there. So the Lord himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he incarnated as a Indra. Then he occupied the post of Indra, and then he ruled the heavenly planet. So just like in office, if you see the chairman, if it is a very good chairman, and then what he will do, if the office assistant is not come, or if any manager is not come, or any engineer is not come, if it is a required urgent basis, then what he will do as a chairman, he will not say, I am a chairman. How can I go and do the office assistant job? I cannot do. So he will not say like this way. If it is a good chairman, immediately if it is urgent basis, immediately he will go and do it, whether he may be cleaning the toilet or whatever it may be. If it is in the case of urgency, he will go and accept it. Just like if you see in Singapore, how the Singapore is developed. In Singapore, basically if you see, nothing is there. No oil or no tourism, nothing is there, no agricultural, nothing is there in Singapore if you see practically. But now if you see, Singapore is world famous. How? Because this the Prime Minister of Singapore, and he himself, He came to the street. He started cleaning the country. He himself, he came to the street and started cleaning the country. And everybody thought, oh my God, Prime Minister himself, he is cleaning the country. So let us all go and clean. So in this way, the country become very clean. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he incarnated as a Indra. So why he incarnated? To take care of the universal fire. Because the universal affair, that's just like a government department, the minister is very, very important. Without that, for example, if the king is, the king, Indra is not there, then this all the asuras, what will happen? All the asuras, they will come and sit in the place, and then they will rule it, and then they will destroy all the devi and devatas. So, as a king of the heaven is required. As a leader of the society, is very much needed. If the leader is not there, then it will be a great trouble. So that's why the Lord himself, he appeared as a Indradev. That's why if you see, many people they ask, why so many God in Hindu society? Other all one. So why there is so many God is there in Hindu society? This is the reason. So the Supreme Personality of God had only one Krishna, and then this all Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, all the in the empowered people, they are all actually Devi and Devatas, just like in a minister in the government department, king is there, and then there are so many ministers to assist the king. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a only one, Ishwara. Krishna is a supreme head. So all the Devi and Devatas, there are 33 crore Devi and Devatas are there. They are all like a different ministers to take care of the each and every department. So from this we can understand that the Lord is a very, very merciful whenever is required. Yesterday we discussed about the Narasimhadev avatar. The Narasimhadev, he appeared to protect the Prahlad Maharaj, and then he killed Hiranyakashipu also. So the Supreme Lord is a very, very merciful, and he incarnated as Yajna to occupy the post of Indra, since nobody is, no qualified person is there to accept the post of Lord Indra. So in Bhagavad Gita 6.9, Krishna is explained about the yogi and the greatest of yogi. So yesterday Krishna explained about the jnana and vijnana, knowledge and realized knowledge. So knowledge means, we have discussed about the any knowledge is called knowledge. So any material knowledge or spiritual knowledge, whatever it may be. The realized knowledge, vijnana, means realized knowledge. So whatever we study, we apply in our life. Just like Krishna says, we are the Atma. That means we have to understand, we have to realize that. That is a vijnana. So when we understand, when we realize, then we execute. When we execute in the Atma platform, that is called vijnana. So that is Krishna explained as a yoga yogi. He pebbles, stone, gold, everything as the same. Because why he is looking same? Because he don't discriminate. Why he is not discriminate? Just like for example, now we are giving so much respect to the gold, because the people are created like this way. Because now the diamond is more valuable than gold. So if somebody near never hear about the gold and diamond, and if you go and tell them that the gold is more valuable than diamond, and he will believe it. He will believe that. We in our life, entire life, we believe that the gold is more costly than a silver, and diamond is more costly than a gold. So we hear like this way. But the yogi, he don't discriminate. For him, it is whether it's gold or diamond, it is nothing to do for him. He looks everything same. So in this shloka, Krishna is explaining very nicely about the advanced yogi. So advanced yogi means he will be looking same person who is a honest well-wisher or affectionate benefactor or neutral or mediator or envious or friends or enemies or pious or sinner. All this category of people are living in this world. So whoever it may be, the yogi, the advanced yogi, as Krishna says in this shloka, his mind will be equal with everyone. So honest well-wisher means they always will come and help. So for example, sometimes before we ask the help, and some people are there very very honest, they themselves they will come and help us. So that is a honest well wisher. After that, affectionate benefactor. They are very affectionate, just like a father and mother, they are very much affectionate to the son and daughter, so they will help. Affectionate benefactor. Then neutral. Some people, they are not enemy as well as they are not a friend also. They are in neutral condition. And just that means it is nothing, no connection, not much connection. If you say Hari Bol, he will also say Hari Bol. So in this way, he is not enemy as well as he is not friend. He is in a neutral. Then mediator. Mediator means, you know, just like, for example, if the son, the elder son and younger son is fighting, and then father, mother, they act as a mediator. No, no, you don't fight like this way. So that, like that, in panchayat also, in village, if you see, there will be a mediator. If some party is fighting, the mediator will go and solve the problems. So one may be as a mediator, or one may be an envious person. There are many envious people are there in this world. So one may be, one may become the envious, or one may become friend. One may become friend, or one may become enemy also. Or one may become the pious, sadhu, he is a pious, and one may be sinner, the most sinful person. So whatever the category one may be, but this advanced yogi, and he will not discriminate. He will not discriminate that, oh, this man is a sinner, and this man is a sadhu, this man is a friend, this man is a mediator, and he will not discriminate and behave with them. He will behave with an equal vision with to all the people. This does not mean that if enemy is there, and he will go and show his head, and the enemy will cut off his head. No, not this is not the meaning. So he will behave with the equal vision means, and he will not show any, you know, just like if the friend is there, and if the friend is asking some help, we will help. But if the enemy is asking the help, who will help? We will say, we will be laughing. Oh, my enemy is suffering, that's good for me. So we will be laughing. So we will discriminate and behave. But this advanced yogi, and he will not discriminate anything. So we have to always, you know, try to behave with the people in equal minded, as Krishna says in this shloka. So Jadabrada is a perfect example for this one. When Jadabrada and when no, he did not discriminate. Even the some of the thief, they came to Jadabrada and they took to Kali temple, and then they bath him, they put very nice dress, they about to chop the head of the Jadabrada, and immediately from the deity Mother Durga came, and how come you are killing this is a beautiful Vaishnava? This way he killed all the thieves and rogues. So Jadabrada, exactly he behaved as Krishna says in this shloka. There is a very nice story. One day, one man, he was there in the forest. So that time, one tiger started chasing this man. So that time, he was running like anything. Then he went and climbed the one tree. So when he is climbing a tree, then he saw that there was one monkey was there in the top of the tree. So then this man was thinking, oh my God, monkey is there now, what shall I do now? So then monkey said, don't worry, don't worry. So don't worry, you came to my house, I'll give a shelter for you. You don't worry about that. Then the time, so this man was started sleeping in the tree. So that time monkey was there, this tiger was waiting down. Later this, anyway this fellow will come down one day, so I will catch him and eat him. So in this way, tiger was waiting below that tree. Then this man started sleeping in the tree. So that time this man, this tiger started speaking to monkey. Hey monkey, I will not catch you, I don't want you, but you do one thing, you push this man down so that I will eat this man, then I will go and then you can escape, no problem. So the monkey say, refused. No, he came to my house, I have to give a shelter for him, I cannot do this. Then after that, what happened? Then this man got up, then this monkey started sleeping. When the monkey started sleeping, this tiger knows about the mentality of the human being. So he, the monkey started, this tiger started speaking to the man. Then monkey was sleeping very, very peacefully. Then the tiger started speaking to this man. Hey, you push down this monkey so that I will eat the monkey and then I will go. Then you also can go peacefully. You will be very, very safe. So this man immediately, they say, we know that the human beings, and they are very much selfish. So immediately this man thought, oh, this is a very good idea. So let me push this monkey down so that this tiger will eat the monkey. Then I can escape, I can safeguard. So in this way, and then he pushed down this monkey. Then monkey fall down, and then this tiger started speaking to monkey. You see, I told you before, you push down this man, I will eat and go. Now you see, you came here. So you do one thing, I don't want to eat you. Your flesh is not good. So you go up, you push down this man, then I will eat and then I will go. Then this monkey also said, yes, yes. Now this man started shivering like anything and he is urinating. Oh my God, monkey is coming up. I have done a mistake and the monkey is given shelter for me. I have done a mistake. So now I don't know what to do. This monkey will push me down. Then I am going to die. So in this way he was shivering. So then this monkey came up and he said, don't worry. Hey, you promised to this when you are in the ground, you promised to this tiger and he will go, he will come up and you will push me. And he said, don't worry. Now you came to my house, so as a guest, so I will not do any bad for you. So in this way, and the monkey also protected this man, give a shelter. Even though this man, he was acted like an enemy, but still this monkey gave a shelter. So from this, we have to understand that we should be always equipped in our mind, whether it is an enemy or a friend or whatever it may be. As Krishna says in the shloka, if you are equal with a equal mind with all the people, irrespective of whatever the category may be, then it is considered to be advanced yogi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.